Molt benvinguts i benvingudes. Una nova edició del Club del Country obre les seves portes a través d'aquesta sintonia. Sigueu molt benvinguts, soc Rafael Corbí i us porto al Club del Country amb la seva edició 1588. El programa d'avui escoltarem diferents àlbums, tots ells amb alguna rellevància amb aquest en 2017 i discos antics que fan també el seu moment de celebració per recordar els estils i tots els gèneres dins el món de la country music. Comencem amb els Moonshine Bandits. Des d'una població de Los Vanos, al centre de Califòrnia, Red, White and Blue Collar, del seu àlbum de 2017, Baptized in Bourbon. I was forced from the blood, sweat and tears from my dad, just like his dad and my granddaddy and his before that. And we answered to the call when Uncle Sam cried. And you know that we always stand and fight for what is right. And he still sing Amazing Grace at the Baptist church down the street from where I was raised. And I love to see the pride in every small town I go. And to see our flag fly high fills me with hope. I work my fingers to the bone, to the bone. For my country, for my family, for my home, for my home. Now you may not understand, but I don't give a damn. Cause I know,
yeah I know,
I'm a red, white and blue collar soul.
Red, white and blue collar.
I'm a red, white and blue collar soul.
Full of bills to pay. Every drop of blood was a buck I made. Red, white, blue collar. Worked my ass off to make a dollar. Never owned a suit, never had a tie. My granddad said it was all about pride. Leather hands, farmer tan. If you don't understand, I don't give a damn. Boys with a hot tar working the rooftops. 18-wheelers, pilot truck stops. Boys in the oil field count the sweat drops. Run the dogs till the goddamn clock stops.
I work my fingers to the bone,
to the bone.
For my country, for my family, for my home,
for my home.
Now you may not understand,
nah,
but I don't give a damn.
Don't give a
I
damn.
Know I'm a red, white, and blue collar soul.
Red, white, blue collar.
I'm a red, white, and blue collar soul. Nous estils que ens acompanyen en noves maneres d'interpretar la música country, tot i que no és tan nova com es pot suposar. Jo ja recordo alguns CDs que vaig rebre a finals de la dècada dels 90 que barrejaven el rap amb la música country. Hi ha formacions que hi han destacat sobre manera. Una d'elles són els Moonshine Bandits, que ja van debutar l'any 2003. És un duo americà de country rap, com hem dit, de Califòrnia, compost d'en Tex i en Vert, formats fa uns quants anys, i ens han portat diversos àlbums, el més importants dels quals, de moment, han estat els dos darrers, el Blacked Out, publicat el 2015, i aquest Baptized in Bourbon, número 19, a les llistes del US Country, el 2017. Són gent fantàstica, interessant, que s'han rodejat de molts bons músics, per portar-nos aquest àlbum número 1 a les llistes del US Hit als Estats Units i amb unes vendes prou importants per aquest estil de música amb aquest en 2017. Amb aquest àlbum hi participa gent com Cole Ford, Durva Black, David Allan Coe, Damon Jones, Cole Ford, com hem dit, Matt Borden, o, per exemple, amb aquesta cançó, que és la segona que escoltem per presentar-vos aquest disc, el Uncle Cracker, que participa amb el Baptized in Bourbon, que dona nom al disc.
Out and let them drown in the bourbon until all my
mistakes I said I'd never make again. Devil tried to call me, but I put him on hold. Offered me at home, then he left me in the cold. Now I'm all alone, left me with these skeletons. Lungs full of smoke, so I guess I'm back in hell again. Try to blow it out, but this flame is getting hotter. Now I'm left here trying to put it out with this muddy water, water.
So take the top off the bottle, let me take it. Put my lips to the bourbon, let me taste it. Take this pain that I got and erase it. Wash my cares away. Take the top off the bottle, let me take it. Put my lips to the bourbon, let me taste it. Take this pain that I got and erase it. Wash my cares away.
Baptize me in bourbon.
This, strike another match. Regret I got a lot of it, reflecting on my past. I burnt a few bridges that I wish I had back. Forgive me, Father, for life is too fast. Help me pick up the pieces that are lying in the ash. If I had an ounce of brown for every time I should have asked, I could feel an empty river baptize me in that, that.
So take the top off the bottle, let me take it. Put my lips to the bourbon, let me taste it. Take this pain that I got and erase it. Wash my cares away. Take the top off the bottle, let me take it. Put my lips to the bourbon, let me taste it. Take this pain that I got and erase it. Wash my cares away.
Baptize me in bourbon. Troubles out and let them drown in a bourbon. Until all my dirt is gone. I learned my lessons, count my blessings, take my messes all and baptize them in bourbon.
Enhorabona als fans de la música country més tradicional, perquè els propers 18 minuts seran només per a ells i serà tota la cara d'un disc. Avui he decidit fer-ho així. La història de la música country és una de les històries més boniques i més precioses i amb més èxit de la història d'Amèrica. I per explicar-t'ho, el 1967, fa 50 anys enrere, la Minnie Pearl t'ho podia explicar perfectament. Una de les grans estrelles del gran Ole Opry va editar un disc conceptual en el qual t'explica la història, el creixement i l'èxit de la música americana, com ella el va veure. La Minnie Pearl ens portava peces que ara escoltarem a continuació i ens conduïa artistes com The Crook Brothers, com Roy Acuff, Bill Monroe, Eddie Arnold, Ernst Tubb, Kitty Wells, Red Foley o Rod Rashfield amb la companyia de la mateixa Minnie. Tot això amb aquesta primera part, amb aquesta cara d'aquest disc anomenat així The Country Music Story by Minnie Pearl, editat, com hem dit, l'any 1967. Un plaer agafar aquest disc, posar-lo i, si us plau, que soni l'agulla.
Howdy! I'm just so proud to be here. Let's talk about country music. The country music story started a long time ago, but for me, it started in 1940. There are many stories of country music, but this is a personal glimpse into the past, moving on into the present, as I have heard, seen, and loved country music for these many years. It's been a great thrill to me over the years to watch country music grow. It's impossible for me to mention all of the people I have known who have been connected with the growth of the Opry in country music, but I bring in a few. I love to think of that first night in 1940 when I made my very first appearance on the WSM Grand Ole Opry. I was taken in hand that night by a very kind gentleman, George D. Hayes, who was in charge at that time. He and the Opry librarian, Vito Pelletieri, and the WSM manager, Harry Stone, ran things then. Judge Hayes, the originator of the Opry, known on the air as the Solemn Old Judge, was kind to me, a timid amateur, that night. "Just love 'em, Minnie, and they'll love you right back," he said to me, to calm my first time on microphone jitters. Oh, how well do I remember one of the first stories I told that night. I was lucky enough to keep an old record of that first show. Listen.
Howdy! Just proud to be here. Well, so I was trying to get in out there just now in that awful crowd. Only it's not an awful crowd, it's a good crowd. We're proud to see the folks, but there's a big crowd out there, and I was trying to get through. And all of a sudden, a fella grabbed me, and it was dark. He grabbed me, and he said, "I'm gonna kiss you or die trying." You ain't saw his name in no death notices, have you? He grabbed me, and he kissed me right on the back of my neck, right there. He sure didn't know his way around, did he? Well, so you got to be careful with these here fellers. Now, I know, you do. Well, so you have to be awful careful with these fellers that takes you out and buys you a big dinner. Them's the ones you got to be careful of. Woo-wee! Uncle Nabob said it's the same with the automobile. He said the feller don't fill a car up with gas unless he expects to get someplace. But the other day, Lucifer Hucklehead was out hoeing his corn in the hot sun, and one of them Farm Bureau fellers come by. So he says to Lucifer, he says, "Look here, ain't you afraid that working in the hot sun without no hat will injure your brain?" And Lucifer said, "Don't be silly, mister. If I had any brains, I wouldn't be doing this kind of work." But the rich folks up on the hill is always they always looking for antiques. They've looked at me several times. Just smiled. One of them laughed right out loud. So the lady of the house, she seen a grandfather clock in the store. You know, one of them great big old tall grandfather clocks stands about 4 or 5 back panels tall against the wall. And she said to Smead Stoker, he's working down there for Steve Jones, she said, "Does that clock run?" He said, "No, ma'am, it just sits still and wags its tail." Ain't no flies on Smead. Well, till later, you know what? I was just thinking about that clock put me in the mind of Aunt Ambrosia and Uncle Nabob. They got them one of them newfangled clocks the other day. And you know, in the middle of the night, the first night they got it, well, something went wrong on the inside of that old clock, and instead of it striking 1 after 12, it struck 13. It did. Uncle Nabob said, "Get up, Rosie, and light the lamp. It's later than I ever knowed it to be." Moonshine McGinney, he's got him a new dog. I wish y'all could see that little old dog. He's about a dog and a half long and a half a dog high. And he's done learned that little dog to go around and stick stoppers in the bottle. Moonshine has, in his moonshine bottle. He says he's a kind of a cocker spaniel. You know, all this talk about the campaign puts me in the mind of the time Uncle Nabob was running for constable up at Grinder's Switch, where I come from. And him and Lem Perkins ain't never been good friends. They've been bitter enemies ever since I can remember. Lem was going around talking about Uncle Nabob. Uncle Nabob went up to him and said, "Lem, I know we ain't never been good friends. I know that." I'm telling this for the benefit of the governor of Florida. He's sitting here in front of me right here. Bless his heart. He says, "I know we ain't never been good friends, but," says, "please vote for me. I need your vote." Lem says, "I wouldn't vote for you if you was St. Peter himself." He says, listen, if I was St. Peter, you couldn't vote for me. You wouldn't be in my district. That was a long time ago. My stories of Grinder Switch have come and gone. A lot of them have stayed. But the music I heard that first night is so vivid in my mind.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking. I'm serving the great speckled bird. Remember her name is Record.
The king of country music, then and now. Roy Acuff established himself from the first in that position, and he remains there. One of my dearest, closest friends, professionally and personally. He and the Smoky Mountain Boys mean country music to millions of friends all over the world. His voice and his fiddle was the lonesome mountain sound of country music. He told in song of the sorrows of the mountain people where he came from. The sound of the fiddle and the mandolin. This was a sound I remember from that first night in 1940. Bluegrass, Bill Monroe, the founder of the bluegrass sound. The sound of the stringed instruments, no electric amplifiers, just the sound of the strings. The gully jumpers, the possum hunters, the fruit jar drinkers, the Crook brothers, the Delmore brothers, Robert Lund, D. Ford Bailey, the wonderful old timers. And we're still lucky enough to have some of them at the Opry even yet. Uncle Dave Macon was there that first night, I remember, with his son Doris. I grew to know Uncle Dave so well and to love him as we worked shows together across the country. A tireless performer. He never failed to please a crowd, even after he was in his 70s. Country music became a way of life to me. I went on the road with different acts and met other country music performers. There was a young, handsome singer I met while I was working with Pee Wee King.
Anytime will be the right time. Anytime at all. Anytime.
His was the sweet sound of country music, then and now. Eddie Arnold has done so much for country music, sold millions of records, and appeared before millions in concerts and network TV. Recently elected to the Country Music Hall of Fame, he has bridged the gap between country music and every other type of music. I am particularly lucky to have him and his family for good neighbors and good friends. In those early days I was on the Opry, Texas sent us a fine ambassador.
I'm walking the floor for you. I can't sleep a wink, that is true. I'm hoping and a praying as my heart breaks in two. Walking the floor.
The Texas troubadour. Tall, lean, blue-eyed Texan in handsome Western wardrobe. He took the Opry by storm. I doubt if any performer in country music has more loyal fans than Ernest Tubb. And he loves his fans, too. Another member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Ernest has contributed a great deal to country music, including a tall, handsome son, Justin Tubb, who is also a successful country music singer. As you know, my mind has all a sort of run on fellers. But I must say that the scene of country music was brightened along about this time by a lovely lady.
It wasn't God who made honky-tonk angels. As you said in the words of your song,
I'll never forget the first time I saw Miss Kitty Wells. I saw her recently, and I was struck by the fact that she looks almost the same as she did when I first saw her.
a young-looking, pretty, attractive lady in every sense of the word. Certainly one of the central figures on the feminine side of the country music roster, Miss Kitty represents not only solid sales of records and personal appearances, but she has also contributed several fine children to the country music field. She and her talented husband, Johnny, are a fine tribute to our business. Country music had changed and developed a little by this time. As I look back on it now, it all happened so gradually, we were hardly aware of it. I do remember the first night an electrified guitar was used on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Oh, such a fuss that created. It'll ruin country music, was the cry. But it didn't. And other changes were coming about. Sound effects had been introduced. Instruments other than ones with strings had been brought into record sessions. Background voices were being used. I was working on the Prince Albert NBC network show along about then, and the star of that show was a truly great singer.
There will be peace in the valley for me. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Gospel, ballad, blues, novelty song, name it. This feller can sing it. The old Red on the Head, Red Foley, is one of the greats in country music. He and Rod Brasfield. Now, there was a funny man. I loved Rod. We worked together so many years on that network show. The three of us, Red Foley, Rod Brasfield, and me, Minnie Pearl. Here's an excerpt from one of those happy nights.
Howdy!
Howdy!
I'm just proud to be here. Well, sir, ain't this hot weather just wonderful? We had a good time at our 4th of July celebration down there at Grinder's Twist. One of the mainest reasons was on account of because Uncle Nabob was celebrating in the way he always does. Uncle Nabob always celebrates the 4th with the 5th. And we had speech making. Oh, one real flowery feller. Oh, he talked the fancy life. And he was saying, in this great, broad, wonderful land of ours, nothing is impossible. And I heard Link Shank say, if he thinks nothing is impossible, he ought to see my mother-in-law. Well, old brother done a silly thing along about then. He had a bunch of firecrackers in his hip pocket and absent-minded like he stuck a lit piece of punk down in the pocket. And when them fireworks went off, woo, brother sure burned his britches behind him. But I ain't scared now, I tell you. I ain't scared of most little old tiny small animals. But while me and Hezzy was sitting there on the grass, there was a little old tiny weasel come up to me and squealed.
Howdy, Minnie.
Well, Rodley Brasfield, how'd you weasel in here?
Minnie, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Well, go ahead, Rodley.
Well?
Since I've got old enough to know all the answers, I've just been dying for some feller to ask me the question.
This question is concerns my gal, Susie.
Oh.
Yeah, it concerns my gal. She went out and bought herself a pair of slacks.
Well, now, Rodley, ain't Susie kind of, sort of, sort of big to be a-wearing slacks?
Yeah, that's what I'm coming to. When she went out and got them slacks and she put them on and showed them to me, and she says to me, says, I bought these slacks last winter when they was cheap.
Yeah?
She says, don't you think I had good foresight?
Yeah.
I says, maybe you had good foresight, but by Ned, you wouldn't have bought them if you'd had any hindsight.
Well, Rodley, I'm ashamed of you. You ought to be ashamed.
Minnie Pearl, Miss Minnie.
What?
What's been going on down around old Grinder's Swift Lake?
Well, things are on the up and up at Grinder's.
They are?
Everything's moving up.
Good.
Steve Jones got one of them newfangled oil stoves, and that thing blowed up the other day. Blowed Steve and his old lady clean out the top of the roof.
Oh, my goodness.
First time they'd been out together since they got married. You see, he ain't like Lem Perkins. Lem takes his wife with him everywhere he goes.
He do?
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Lem do?
Yes, takes his wife with him everywhere he goes.
He do?
I said to him the other day, I said, Lem, it's the thought of you.
Yeah.
Taking your wife with
well,
him.
Well, why do he take her everywhere he goes?
Well, he said she's so ugly, I'd rather take her with me than to kiss her goodbye. You could saw brother what a good time he had on the 4th of July.
Brother.
Yes.
He had a good time.
Oh, wonderful time. You know them rich folks up there back up there on the hill,
yeah.
They've got a brand new swimming pool.
Oh, swimming.
Yeah, they got a brand new swimming pool.
Yeah,
all
I've seen
day,
them when they built it.
All day the 4th of July, brother was jumping in and out.
In and out of the pool.
Yeah.
Just having the fire.
Yeah. Course, he's going to have more fun next week when they put the water in it.
No wonder he's got a lump on his head.
Well, I'll tell you now, we were glad to see him be so feisty and have so much fun because he's been sick.
But, Brooke?
Yes,
Brooke,
he fell off, and that's the thing. We had to starch his underwear to hold him up.
Poor little old brother.
And we went over there and got him some medicine.
Yeah.
And now he's been keeping us awake.
What'd you
at
get?
At night.
Yeah?
Well, there you see, a couple of nights ago, he was running up and down the hall all night long.
Running up and down the hall.
And the next night, running up and down the hall.
Next night, running up and down the hall.
The next night, he was skipping up and down the hall.
Skipping.
Kept us awake all night.
Well, how come?
Well, you see, it was on account of because the medicine had on the front of it, it said, take it two nights of running and skip a night. Bye, I'll see you next week.
Aquesta era la companyia, doncs, de Minnie Peel, una de les més grans comedians que ha donat l'escena musical americana del Gran Ole Opry. Va participar durant més de 50 anys. Aquest últim tall que ens acompanyava al costat de Ron Bradfield és precisament tret d'un enregistrament del Gran Ole Opry. Avui hem homenatjat aquesta intèrpret, Sarah Ophelia Colley Cannon, coneguda com Minnie Peel, nascuda el 25 d'octubre del 1912, mort el 4 de març de 1996, i que fa 50 anys enrere, just ara ens portava aquest àlbum, aquesta història de la música country, segons ella, The Country Music Story by Minnie Peel. Properament escoltarem, m'agradaria, m'encantaria al vostre costat, també la segona cara d'aquest llarga durada. Ara el que farem serà marxar cap a una banda de country folk de Montreal. Speedy Johnson i Barley Baudel ens porten la formació All Savannah, disc del 2017, que ara mateix us portem al vostre costat. Es diu Vorden. una formació comparada amb la seva música en gent com Tom Waits, com Roscoe Hall, com, Muddy Waters. Tot això vestit amb aquesta sotana, gairebé diríem, de música folk, de música country, de música d'arrels i de música blues. Artistes com Mississippi Fred McDowell o John Hart han tingut una influència destacadíssima amb aquesta banda, que l'octubre de 2017 arribaven amb la seva primera gira europea de 6 setmanes i una de les formacions més destacades dintre dels esquemes, bàsicament el Quebec, també, on han estat destacades al llarg del 2013, 14 i 15 com una de les millors bandes de country folk de l'any. Escoltem una segona peça d'aquest disc, d'aquest Vorden, després del Nobody's Fault But Mine. Escoltem el Passenger, Pass On By, Son All Savannah. Escoltarem cançons noves a continuació d'un àlbum que de fet és un recopilatori, el disc de Toby Keith, The Bass Songs, les cançons de l'autocar, anunciat el 14 de juliol, realitzat el 8 de setembre de 2017. És una combinació de noves i velles cançons escrites per Toby Keith. L'àlbum conté 12 cançons, 2 de noves, 5 de reenregistrades i 5 que anteriorment ho havien estat com a realitzades. Les noves cançons, les escoltarem ara, són Shitty Golfer i Wacky Chobatki, precisament el primer dels senzills extrets d'aquest àlbum. Les cançons Running Block, Hell No, The Critic, Ballad of Ballad i With Willie han estat reenregistrades i són doncs, imatges fresques de velles cançons, segons indica la revista Rolling Stone. Escoltem doncs aquestes cançons, aquests senzills, el senzill que va sortir d'aquest disc, número 45, el Dios Country, és aquest tema que us dèiem, aquest Wacky Chobatki.
Down the hall, shows up on time, she liked balls to the wall. She went out to lunch with her high school friends,
About 3 hours later, she come rolling back in. Well, the boss man really jumped her. Sonny wasn't joking. Everybody in the office knew one that had been smoking that old wacky tobacco. When you feel it creeping up on you, that old wacky tobacco. Kick back and let it do what it do. Now you can two-toke her, you can one-hit him, puff it in a pipe and you can twist it in a stem. You can bake it in some brownies, smoke it through a ball, roll up a great big fat one like old Cheech and Chong. Burn it through a hole in a can of Budweiser. If you can't take the heat, son, vaporizer. That old wacky tobacco. When you feel it creeping up on you, that old wacky tobacco. Kick back and let it do. Mexican and Jamaican with those buds of blue, Humboldt County and hydroponic too, Okeechobee purple from down in the south, and that old stuff your uncle smokes will give you cotton mouth. Homegrown is healthy, synthetic can kill you. My all-time favorite, redheads and some millions. That old wacky tobacco. Feel it creeping up on you. That old wacky tobacco. Kick back and let it do what it do. Oh, let it do what it do. Yeah, it do. Y'all got any Fritos?
Aquesta era la cançó que us comentàvem, ja us ho han dit, que totes les cançons d'aquest disc són escrites per Chubby Keith, en dues de noves, la resta de realitzacions d'antics temes o nous enregistraments. Aquest era el tema que ens aportava i que, com hem dit, havia estat un número 45 en llistes americanes de música country del US Country. L'altra cançó, que també és nova amb aquest disc, és la que l'obre, i és el Chitty Golfer. És una altra de les cançons d'aquest The Bass Songs de Chubby Keith.
I'm a shitty golfer, you can ask my wife. I've been out there hacking every day of my life. I got the shorts and all the plaid sweaters. That new tailor-made driver didn't make me any better. Man, I hit them fat and I hit them thin. I roll them in the bunkers, man, I hit them again. Slice them in the bushes, crank them in the creek. I pop that sucker up and hooked it out in the street. Yeah, I'm 245 right down the middle, and I miss the green to the left just a little. Chili dip away and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. If you call that good, and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a five. Hey, I'm a shitty golfer, most of us are, but we carry our clubs in the back of our car. What else you gonna do when you're out of town and you need to waste a whole day and shoot another round? Man, I played Augusta, and I played Pebble Beach, and one time at Sawgrass I shot 83. If I live long enough, be 88, I think I'll celebrate it by shooting my age. Yeah, I'm 245 right down the middle, and I'll miss the green to the left just a little. Chili dippy with and put it all together. Hit that son of a bitch right up there in the leather. And if you call that good, and let me press on the side, you can put me down for a five. Oh yeah, you can put me down for a five.
música del cantant de Clinton d'Oklahoma, un dels més coneguts amb el seu moment a la història de la música country, amb èxits destacadíssims amb els seus senzills, sobretot a la dècada dels 2000, tot i que va començar a tenir èxit ja mitjans dels anys 90, quan va debutar el seu darrer número 1, era aquella cançó Made in America del 2011. Cançons de Chubby Keith des d'aquest nou recopilatori, diferent però recopilatori de bass songs que ens aportava. Anem a escoltar ara mateix música a càrrec de Stephanie Quayle, una altra excel·lent vocalista femenina que ens ha portat molt bona música també a través dels anys. Ha editat un àlbum aquest 2017 cantant de country, country pop de Bozeman, de l'estat de Montana. El seu segon àlbum porta el nom de Love the Way You See Me i és, o va ser editat per Rebel Engine el 1 de setembre de 2017. Escoltem, si us sembla, alguna de les cançons que formen part d'aquest disc, com per exemple un dels senzills, és la cançó Wayne Vago.
Don't you wanna see more than this? How about we blow this town a goodbye kiss? Don't you wanna get out of here? Why don't we leave our troubles in the rearview mirror? Got a little bit of cash saved up, just a little bit of change in my coffee cup. It ain't a lot, but baby, it's enough. We're gonna ride on love, ride on love. Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind blows. Watch the world fly by out the window. Anywhere we are, we're already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these wheels roll. So from Buffalo all the way to Tupelo. You never seen the Hoover Dam before. We'll take a Polaroid picture under Mount Rushmore. I wanna kiss you on the Golden Gate. Hold your hand at the top of the Empire State. Come on, baby, we don't have to wait. So what you say? Hey, what you say? Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind blows. Watch the world fly by out the window. Anywhere we are, already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these fields go. So hop on in to my Winnebago. Oh, 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 let's go. Oh, oh, Winnebago. Oh, oh, don't you wanna go? Oh, oh, my Winnebago. Oh, oh. Stripe on the side, old Frigidaire full of beer on ice. We'll go for a ride nationwide. Hop on in to my Winnebago. We're gonna go wherever the wind goes. Watch the world fly by out the window. Anywhere we are, we're already at home. North to south, coast to coast. Come on, wherever these wheels go. So hop on in to my Winnebago. Oh, oh, oh.
Aquest ha estat un dels dos senzills publicats d'aquest àlbum, d'aquesta intèrpret. Dues cançons de l'artista que va debutar amb l'àlbum anomenat Ain't No Housewife, publicat el novembre del 2011, i que després va editar un EP, l'Stand Back, el 2013. El primer senzill que va sortir a finals de 2016, si no recordo malament, d'aquest àlbum editat el setembre de 2017, és la cançó Drinking with Dolly. Estem escoltant a Stephanie Quayle.
Sometimes I think I was born too late. Came into the world in the wrong decade. I swear if I could, I'd go back to the good old days. Buy me a 69 Cadillac, a Coke in a bottle and a new eight track, and sing every word of Harper Valley PTA. Go drinking with Dolly after the opera, pour one for Tammy too, and put on my rhinestones, paint up my nails, kick up my dancing shoes. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox, we'll sing along with you and talk about men, cause that's what women do. Share a few secrets and a cigarette, say a few things that we might regret, tell like it is three chords in the cold hard truth. I bet they'd have a little advice to share, how to tame my man and tack up my hair. She might as well look good while you're out paying your dues. Oh, if I could turn back time, I'd go drinking with Dolly. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox, we'll sing along with you and talk about men, cause that's what women do. Oh, I bet we'd have a real good time. Drinking with Dolly after the opera, pour one for Tammy too, and put on my rhinestones, paint up my nails, kick up my dancing shoes. Hey there, Loretta, put a quarter in the jukebox, we'll sing along with you, we'll raise up a glass, wish Patsy could be here too. That's what women do. Yes, they do.
Estem acabant el nostre espai per aquesta setmana del programa, una vegada més, el Club del Country, i ho hem fet amb aquestes magnífiques interpretacions de diferents artistes. Ens queda temps, però, per escoltar un altre àlbum dels publicats aquest en 2017. En concret, anem a escoltar la música de Sean Williams, Shake, Shake, Shake. Això ens arriba des del seu darrer treball discogràfic, Shadow.
Kicks, just a moment on your lips, your hands tingling in my skin. Got my wheels moving on down, moving on down my head. Shake, 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 oh. Shake, 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 shake. Not ashamed, not ashamed, 'cause you came.
Artista que ens acompanya amb les seves cançons, creacions també d'aquest en 2017, i a més protagonista del que és anomenat un altre dels subestils dins aquest gran gènere que és la música country i tot el que ens arriba a portar. Avui estem escoltant també, per acabar ja el nostre programa, la música de Shawn Williams, cantant de Al Roca Country Billy. És procedent de New Orleans a la Louisiana i, òbviament, amb un estat com aquest, totes les seves barreges són increïbles i possibles. De l'àlbum Shadow, és el seu àlbum de debut editat aquest 2017, amb el que acabem amb temes que ens recorden també la vella escola del Rhythm and Blues, però portant-nos amb el bo i millor de la música d'arrels americana. Shawn Williams amb Shake, 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 i ara mateix amb el tema que dona nom a l'àlbum. Es diu Shadow. Salutacions de Rafael Corbí, serà fins una propera ocasió al Club del Country. Més club que mai.
Crawling out through the cracks, it's getting dark, and I don't know my way back. I lost the key, shivering in the dirt, blood up to my knees, and I have a cookie. Can you give me
out of here.
tattered sheets, paper screens, the war is seen. Being laid out, strung up, so fucked up on a torn up porch in New Orleans. I was so fucking high, so fucking low. I was so fucking high. Where did I go?